Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Revelation 4:10. The 24 elders fall down. Revelation 4:10. The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne. Revelation 7:11. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God. Let's go back to Revelation 4:10. The 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne. Somebody say throne. Somebody say throne. Everybody say throne. That sat on the throne and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the, somebody say throne, before the throne. Throne is mentioned 2 times at least in that verse. Revelation 7:11. And all the angels, how many angels? All the angels stood round about, somebody say the throne. Everybody said the throne. They stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshipped God. Revelation 11:16. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God. Revelation 14:7, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made the heaven and the earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. Revelation 15:4. Who shall not fear thee, O God, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, before thee, that is before the throne, for thy judgments are made manifest. Revelation 19:4. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne. Somebody say throne. Saying, amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, amen, hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah. Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah. Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah. Amen,
amen, hallelujah.
Amen,
hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah.
Amen,
hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah.
Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen,
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The saints are joining. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The bees are singing.
Hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah.
Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah.
Amen,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I think you ought to put your hands together for Jesus. You're too quiet in the house. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4:16. Hebrews 4:16. Somebody say the throne. Everybody say the throne. Everybody say the throne. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us come, therefore, boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. One thing that can easily grant us access into the throne of grace is worship. Hallelujah. Worship catapults you to the throne straight. If you can worship God in spirit and in truth, the Holy Spirit works best with your spirit. Did you hear me? When you worship God, you give the Holy Spirit the power to activate your spirit and give your spirit wing to appear before the throne. You break every protocol with worship. Did you hear what I said? You break every protocol with worship. Worship crashes every protocol because worship must appear before the throne. God does not joke with worship. The trouble that God has with Satan is worship. Jesus was told by Satan, he said, if you will bow down and worship me, the issue is worship. That's why the Father is seeking for such. Hallelujah. The Father is seeking for people that can worship him. God is seeking for people that can worship him. The problem that God has with Lucifer is that Lucifer is looking for worship. God is looking for worship. God is looking for worship. Lucifer is looking for worship. Lucifer gets worship through a lot of ways. Worship is the main issue, because worship takes you straight to the presence of God. Prayer may leave you halfway, not worship. Hallelujah. Fasting may leave you halfway, but worship will not leave you halfway. That's why the Syrophoenician woman came to Jesus and worshiped him. Even though it was not in her place to get the miracle, the moment she worshiped Jesus, she hit something, a chord in Jesus. She hit a chord in Jesus. Worship, the Holy Spirit is the one that works with your spirit. He said, they that worship me must worship me in truth and in spirit. The Holy Spirit works well with your spirit. They understand themselves. Listen to me, the human spirit is a piece of the Holy Spirit. When God breathed into man, he breathed the Holy Spirit, his spirit, into man. Hallelujah. It says the spirit, there is a spirit in man. So there is a spirit in man. Somebody said there's a spirit in man. The breath of the Almighty giveth him inspiration. The Holy Spirit is the one who gives breath to your spirit in a place of worship and transports you before the throne. Because if that worship is not guided, Satan is craving for it. So your worship appears before the throne, so that when your worship appears before your throne, the throne of God, you yourself, you are there. Hallelujah. So mercy begins to speak to you, for you, concerning you. Grace begins to speak for you, to you, concerning you. Grace and mercy are residual in the throne. Where Pastor was talking about grace for the future to wait for us. Grace and mercy is residual in the throne. Ask me again, why Saul was not liked? How can you compare Saul with David? When David was a worshiper, David lived in the throne. Saul lived in Jerusalem. I didn't hear your amen. David lived in the throne. Saul lived in Jerusalem. And when mercy needed to speak, the worshiper was preferred. The worshiper was preferred. You can't compare it. David got away with so many things because before the throne, he has a memorial called grace. Before the throne, he has a memorial called mercy. So David had a memorial. I'm sure when God needed to fall on David, David sinned. Israel died. He was a worshiper. You didn't hear me. David sinned. The Bible says Satan provoked David to number Israel. David became an intercessor in a place where judgment should have cut off his neck. He himself became an intercessor. He was interceding for people that didn't sin. When a worshiper appears on the scene, when a worshiper appears on the scene, grace appears with him, mercy appears with him, and judgment is suspended. You are looking at me like that. You are not speaking in tongue. You are not being contemplated. You are not opening your mouth to speak in tongue. Let somebody be on fire tonight. You look at David. You look at the man that sinned more than any other king I can tell of. You look at David. You are looking at a man that sinned. He sinned so much, you wonder why God still left him there. Solomon sinned so much, you wonder, because grace went, mercy went ahead of Solomon, ahead of David, beyond Solomon, to wait for Solomon. When Solomon erred, grace found him, mercy found him, because David had paid the price of worship in the presence of God in the wilderness. David was a worshiper. When it was winter, David worshipped. When it was hot, David worshipped. When he was herding sheep, David worshipped. When you are a worshipper, no devil stands before you. The That's why David stood before Goliath. He was small before his height. You know why? Because he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Almighty abided. Listen to me. David's position was before the throne. So you can't be at the place of the throne and one shot Goliath is intimidating you. You know that you know that this man is a piece of bread, because you know where you stand in God. When you are a worshiper, men bow before you, demons flee before you. You don't need to cast them out. When you appear, darkness disappears. When you are a worshiper, the Holy Spirit is in an eternal partnership with your spirit. When you are a worshiper, grace goes ahead of you, ahead of your children, ahead of your grandchildren, to wait for you. When you are a worshiper, you disarm God. When you are a worshiper, you paralyze God. When you are a worshiper, you mesmerize Jesus. When you are a worshiper, my God, when you are a worshiper, you are on fire. No man scares you. Nothing scares you. Because you know what? There is somebody that feeds from you. His name is God. He sits before the throne. Hallelujah. Jam your hands together for Jesus. Ask men of God, if you don't know what to preach, but if you know how to worship, God will give you utterance. You have activated the power of the Holy Spirit for utterance. When you don't know what to preach, when you worship, every verse speaks to you. You have a message. Hallelujah. Those of you who sing, I'm sure, like me, you have experienced time and again, you are singing, you're worshiping God. Many times when I worship in spirit, I don't sing any known song. I compose song every new worship. I compose my own song. When you are a worshiper, the Holy Spirit will activate the right songs in your lips. Hallelujah. Nobody sings and loses in life. If you want to look at it anyway, if you can sing like Davido, you will drive a jet like Davido. You don't understand. If you can sing like Two-Face, you will have the money that Two-Face has. If you can sing for God, you can never fail. Singing, whichever way you look at it, whether in the world, whether in God, listen, makes you a winner. Hallelujah. Nobody, when you look at Argentina during the World Cup, as they were winning, they were singing. They were singing, they were winning. The people that score the goal, are the ones who sing more. When they score, the opponent keeps short. Hallelujah. You can't be a singer for God and a loser on earth. You can be. Activating the power of the Holy Spirit through worship. I was preaching for Reverend Bolaji. I preach Monday to Saturday, morning and night. Did video on Friday. I became very exhausted. On Sunday, he gave me only 30 minutes to preach. And the message I prepared was 1 hour. So I didn't know what to do. I said, okay, let me just, in my style, I like to worship before I sing, before I preach. So I was just worshiping the Lord. And usually when I want to worship God in spirit, I don't open my eyes. I don't want to know the color of the clothes you are wearing. I don't want to see your sitting position. In fact, some of you will discourage me. The way you are not worshiping can discourage me. So I shut my eyes. I connect. So I was just worshiping. I was lost in worship. Bolaji gave me 30 minutes. And when you give me time, I like to keep to it so that you can invite me again. Hallelujah. So he gave me 30 minutes and I was just worshiping. I didn't open my eyes. I was hearing commotion. Chairs were scattering. Things were... By the time I opened my eyes briefly, because I was hearing noise, I had done the 30 minutes he gave me. He was not ready to come and take the mic. I was looking at him. He was not ready. He began to usher the people that were falling everywhere. Chairs were breaking. People were falling. A particular girl was scattering the church. I was just worshiping. I didn't start it. I will not end it. I didn't start it. I will not finish it. I don't know how it started. All I know is that I was worshiping the Lord. I was worshiping the Lord. I was in my closet. I was in my closet. Even though I was in the open, I shut the door. The door against the world. And as I was worshiping, I noticed that a girl, a lady, wearing a white shirt or blouse over a red skirt was the main architect of the commotion that was happening in the church. And I looked at her. She was of the marine world. She was scattering the church. She was screaming. And all of a sudden, she fell with her chest flat and was moving like a serpent. I was still worshiping God. I couldn't be bothered by what I didn't start or know how it started. I was still worshiping God. She was moving like a serpent, and the whole church was looking at her. It was a fascination. Hallelujah. It was a fascination. I wish DSTV was there to record the miracle that Shelley daddy. And she was coming with her stomach, coming on the aisle, and coming to the altar. She came like a snake, swam on the hard concrete, came to where I was worshiping. I ignored her. I was still worshiping. I am before the throne. I can't excuse myself. I can't be distracted. No small demon can distract me. Why should I tell the demon to come out when I didn't tell it to start manifesting? So I couldn't be distracted. I was just worshiping. You know what the lady did? She swam and came and put her head on my shoes. And I continued to worship. When I knew that the spirit had belly food, I said unto her, I said, rise up. You are free. Go. She stood up. She was like she was in a dreamland. I didn't cast out no devil. I didn't tell no devil to leave. The devil, listen to me, I was under the throne before the throne. And there was a connection between the throne and the earth. And she came to give worship to God through me. Men ought to worship God because of what God has done in your life. Men ought to worship God. I said, this kind God. This kind God, oh, I never see your type. Oh. Are you still sitting down? This kind God, oh, blessed be your holy name. Rita, help me.
And this kind God, oh, this kind God, oh, I never see your type. Oh, this kind God, oh, blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name.
Oh, this kind God, oh,
this kind God, this kind God,
I never see your type. This kind God, blessed be your holy name. This kind God, I never see your type. This kind God, blessed be your holy name.
Blessed be your holy name. This kind God,
this kind God, this kind God, this kind God, I've never seen your type. I've never seen your type before.
This kind God, blessed be your holy name.
Hallelujah. Please take your seat. Let's finish this thing quickly. When the Spirit of God is activated in a service, at 12 midnight, you say, Pastor, continue. But we will keep under our body and keep it under control. About 6 weeks ago, I was worshiping exactly like this in church. I just shut everybody down, shut myself in, and I was just worshiping, holding the mic. As we were worshiping, people that couldn't speak in tongues started speaking in tongues.
Somebody stood up and said, Pastor, there's a dove on your head. There's a dove on your head. Yes, I can see the dove. I can see the dove. Physically, eyeball to eyeball. Say, I can see the dove. I can see the dove. When you worship, the covering casts gets broken. That thing that makes life a limitation, the cloud of darkness, the covering casts that limit, you know that you are not supposed to be at this level. You know that you should have been far gone beyond where you are now. You can sense it that you are supposed to be better than you are. You know what is happening? There's an evil cast. What worship does, prayer may not do, is to break the evil cast, dismantle the iron, spiritual iron that covers you, and the Holy Spirit comes down, activated upon your life. So when you're going out, you say, who kept me here? You have that audacity. Who kept me here since? Who kept me here? Oh, Jesus, when we were growing up as young Christians, the Bible says everywhere Jesus went, he was doing good. We were looking for devils to cast out. We saw demon in everything. We were looking for devils because there was so much audacity. We didn't know better. We didn't know how to use the atomic energy, the atomic superpower. I don't know what to call it. The nuclear power that was in us. We didn't know where to discharge it. Amen. Hallelujah. As a young boy, the power of worship. Worship is at the apex of what you can offer to God. The elders do not give God seed faith. The beasts do not give God seed faith. All that they give to God is worship. Worship is at the apex of what you can give God. That's why Satan craves for it. He said, Jesus, if you can bow to me, I will give you everything. So worship gives you everything. Worship gives you everything. Worship gives you victory. Worship gives you power. If you are looking for power against the kingdom of darkness, worship is the easiest way. Worship gives you everything. Gives you everything. Worship gives you authority. It builds a wall around you. When you worship God, I have always worshipped God. I have always. And I feel like I have this feeling that there's one giant always following me. It's worship that will make you know it. If it's worship that gives you that impression. You see, when you worship God, the Holy Spirit is able to operate. It's like a man who puts on AC. And everybody begins to cool. When you put on worship, the switch of worship, the Holy Spirit can operate easily. Your spirit becomes responsive when you enter into the realms of worship. As I was growing up, let me finish this quickly. As a young Christian, I had so much audacity. You know, I finished secondary school and I will wait for my siblings to leave home. I'll be praying, let these people leave home. Let them leave this house. Let them leave this house. And I will start praying from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. just worshiping. I hardly pray. I never pray and say, Father, give me this car. I have never prayed, Father, give me a land. I have never prayed, Father, give me a house. I have never. I just worship God. If I tell you I'm praying, I'm worshiping God. What do I know? Is it my prayer? I'm not saying you shouldn't pray, but this is how I connect with God. It's just through worship. Hallelujah. So I just began to worship the Lord. And I had so much, I was so thin like a broom. Thin, very thin. And we were living in a compound where we had notorious fighters, street fighters. These bouncers that in those days of Film House, they are the people that stand in front of Film House. If you not pay, you won't enter, they'll beat you there. This guy used to fight and they will eat bottle, break bottle. I saw all those things with my eyes. We were living in that kind of compound. And this guy said he didn't, he was the first to name me apostle. They were the first in that compound to name me apostle. I used to be very angry. If you call me apostle, I felt you were mocking me. He said, this apostle. I was always angry. Stop calling me apostle. What's the meaning of this? So I would be in that compound and I would worship God. I had so much confidence boldness. The Bible says the lion shall be as bold. The righteous shall be as bold as the lion. I had so much boldness, audacity. And the guy will look at me, he will look at me and say, this Tony, you that I will break like this, see you. This is your broom leg. I will break you like this. One day I will beat you in this compound. He said, but they couldn't understand. You know, have you ever seen that picture where they put like 10 dogs in a row, German shepherds, and a cat is passing their front and doesn't care. The cat is just bouncing. I was like that. I would just be passing. You see this story? You know they carry weight. They used to lift weight, have big biceps. And they used to fight. They used to carry cutlass. But me, I didn't have anything. But they were so afraid of me. They kept saying, so one day, let me get to the crux of the matter. One day, there was no electricity. We were outside in a bench. You know when there's no light, around 9 p.m., 10 p.m., everybody is outside taking cool breeze. And the guy that hated me so much, me and he were sitting on the same bench. He was at the other end. I was at this end. Nobody in between us. He hated me that much. But I was worshiping that starry night. I was just worshiping God. I was worshiping God. They call him Eddie. I was just worshiping God. I was loving him. I was just worshiping him. And then I went inside. 3 days after, this guy came to my door and knocked. When he knocked, he said, come. He said, that night you were worshiping God. I looked at my life and I said, what kind of useless life am I living? I left that place that night. I went into the forest to seek the God that created me. 3 days and three nights I didn't eat. I am born again. I didn't preach to him. I didn't know what happened to him. He came to tell me the story. This guy that used to bring her lot to the house and not pay the harlot, beat the harlot when he finishes, started carrying a Bible that was bigger than my own. He will carry this Bible. He will be going to church. When he's praying in the compound, the whole compound will be shaking. I say, Eddie became born again. He was on fire. That's what worship can do. Can the Holy Spirit be better activated to save a soul than he did? Hallelujah. What greater activation? You want to activate the Holy Spirit to build a house, to buy a car? Which one is better? Which one is greater? To buy a house, to build a church, to buy a land or whatever, to buy a car. Is it greater than to save a soul? What activated it? Worship. What activated his conviction to sin? Worship. If you would just worship God, you will take over. Jam your hands together for Jesus. I'm done.
You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you are the mighty God, the great I am, good I am, hallelujah, hallelujah, you are the mighty God, you are the great I am.
Come on, lift up those hands and worship.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Oh, you are the mighty God.
Mighty,
great I am.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God bless you, baby seated. What an awesome night. And what an awesome message. Satan's obsession is worship. He's obsessed.